BDBD starts with the commentary and follows with some gentle background sounds to help you meditate on the passage. The entire clip is 3 minutes long.
1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 42 through 44. Sown versus raised. Do you want or need a part of your body changed? Something that no matter what you do, you cannot seem to change. Or simply, there is just no way to change it. Perhaps it is a matter of perspective. And one of those perspective changes is with believing and understanding the coming change for the believer in Christ. Apostle Paul uses two phrases concerning the resurrected bodies awaiting the disciple of Jesus. It is sown and it is raised. As seeds are cultivated, so our bodies undergo cultivation. When we die, we are usually buried, although sometimes we aren't buried, but for the illustration, we are buried. And someday we will come forth from the earth with a new body. Though the average cell lifespan is 7 to 10 years, there is no need to be concerned about which cell it will be. If you live 70 years, then you'll have at least every cell changed 10 times, sometimes more, sometimes less. This is just a silly question to ask, as the Corinthian congregation's questions. The present state of our resurrected body is as we are now, perishable, dishonorable, weak, and natural. The regenerated resurrection body will be raised, imperishable, glorious, powerful, and spiritual. Most likely, the human cell will be perfected, though the cell we have now with self-replication, membrane skin, a skeleton, micro-machine organisms, and a nucleus containing the supercomputer code DNA is rather remarkable. That's what we have now. It's rather remarkable. The resurrection body will be more than physical with that remarkable cell. It will also be spiritual. Apostle John wrote, quote, "Dear friends, now we are children of God, and what we will be has not yet been known. But we know that when he appears, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is." 1 John chapter 3, verse 2. We who believe in Jesus shall be like him. How is he? Well, after writing that, John saw Jesus and gave an account of it in the book Revelation. Quote, "I turned around to see the voice that was speaking to me. And when I turned, I saw seven golden lampstands. And among the lampstands was someone like a son of man, dressed in a robe reaching down to his feet and with a glorious sash around his chest. His head and his hair were white like wool, as white as snow, and his eyes were like blazing fire. His feet were like bronze glowing in a furnace, and his voice was like the sound of rushing waters. In his right hand he held seven stars, and out of his mouth came a sharp double-edged sword. His face was like the sun shining in all its brilliance. When I saw him, I fell at his feet as though dead. Then he placed his right hand on me and said, 'Do not be afraid. I am the first and the last. I am the living one. I was dead, and behold, I am alive forever and ever. And I hold the keys of death and Hades.'" Revelations chapter 1, verses 12 through 18. Oh, a change is coming, and that change will be you. Your body will change.
BDBD is sponsored by FreeBibleStudyHelp.com, home of Bible study, question sheets, commentaries, and information to help the individual and small group study the Bible.